So, what's new with me? Not much. When it comes to writing, I've been working on multiple projects at once. I'm nearing the finish line on a tale set among African American expats in 1920s Montmartre, often referred to as Harlem on the Seine. I'm even closer to finalizing a novel set in 1940s Harlem, my first literary venture outside the 1920s in quite some time, and I'm wrapping up another Lainey Price short story for you. Yes, I'm working on another full-length case for her, too. In my personal life, although I had a great time at Boucherkon last month, I was thrilled to return to Aix, where my son, Jordan, had been holding down the fort and taking care of my fur baby, Sunday. Speaking of which, Sunday's chronic kidney issues seem to have stabilized, for the moment. She cries for food but struggles to eat due to her inability to smell and her nausea. So, I give her her medicine and then hand-feed her. I tried some special medicine that's popular here in France for cats with her condition, but she had a bad reaction to it, so I stopped it. All in all, she has good days and bad days. She'll be 16 years old next month, and there've been days when I worried she was going to leave us, but she's always managed to bounce back. Today seems to be a good day. Otherwise, my apartment here in AX is finally beginning to feel like home. I've set up my desk and workspace. The desk is an old farmer's table I bought in Munich decades ago, and the computer is a vintage iMac from 2012. It was on its last leg. But after some resuscitation, it's humming along happily. More on what I've been working on. I'm thrilled to announce that I've started rolling out a series of motivational quotes by the one and only Lainey Price. These quotes are designed to inspire, uplift, and provoke thought. You can find them on my YouTube, Pinterest, and TikTok channels. Don't miss out on your daily dose of wisdom. I'm also now collaborating with Wirestock.io, where I've curated a collection of AI-generated images that offer a rare visual journey into African American history. These images are meant to address the need for stock images of African Americans at pivotal points in history. So, you'll find images of African American flappers in the 1920s, as well as of African American pilots from the 1940s. If you're an artist interested in selling your work via Wirestock, you can click here to get started. What I'm watching. I recently watched a gripping Spanish film called Nowhere, set in a near-future dystopia. Spain has devolved into a dictatorship. Confronted with severe food shortages, the government has hatched a chilling plan to eliminate the elderly, pregnant women, and children. The narrative centers on a pregnant woman and her husband who attempt to escape this grim reality by stowing away on a cargo ship headed for Ireland. Tragically, they're separated when soldiers storm the ship, killing everyone in her container but her. As if that weren't enough, the ship encounters a violent storm, causing the container she's in to break free and plummet into the ocean. This sets the stage for the film's title. She finds herself stranded in an unfathomable expanse of water, truly in the middle of nowhere. The film masterfully traces her transformation from a woman who has lost all self-confidence to a resilient and resourceful survivor. If you have the chance to see it, I highly recommend setting aside the time. Stay tuned for more updates on upcoming books, events, and exclusive content. Your support means the world to me. Persia,